Looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and of course it is presented for the third straight year by Original Hooters. You can visit OriginalHooters.com to find their 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And right off the top here, I want to remind you that if you would like to play, this will be the third year we are having a fantasy podcast draft event at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa. If you would like to join us, the leagues are free. Now, when you show up at Hooters that night to draft, you do not eat and drink for free. That kind of kills the whole idea of the remote from Hooters' perspective. But the league is free to play. And we had one enormous league in 2017. We had two leagues in 2018, one that I ran and one that Ira was playing in. This year, we're hoping to build a third league. And right now, that's what we're looking for. If you would like to participate in a new third league, whether you've participated in the past or not, email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Here are the requirements. First of all, again, no charge. A gentleman who's already in asked, what's the entry fee? There is none. Just be prepared to pay your tab that night. You can bring a guest that night. You can bring your son, your daughter. You can bring another family member, a brother, a sister. You can bring a friend. They will not own a team. You will own a team and they will be your guest. They will obviously sit with you and perhaps people feel more comfortable bringing a plus one. So we've added that this year. You as the owner must be 21 years or older. That's all we require. Your guest doesn't. I'm hoping there will be some mother-son, mother-daughter, father-son, father-daughter combinations at the draft. I'm encouraging the great Mark Fitzpatrick, who was in my personal league last year, has a conflict this year, so he asked to play in the podcast league this year. Done. And he has one, two, three, four, five sons. As my friend Mark famously said about a very attractive female friend of ours who is in her mid-30s trying to get pregnant, Mark said about her, quote, I could slap her on the ass and get her pregnant. Nice job, Mark. So I'm hoping Mark brings one of his five sons to the draft since they were very interested that I got dad into fantasy football last year. And look, if you play in other leagues, you can use our league as sort of an other league, a dry run. All I'm asking you is to invest time to be there and play it through the end of the season. Don't bail or anything. Not that I would talk bad about you on the podcast if you did. Mm-hmm. But no one's done that. So it's free. You can bring a guest. You must be present. We're filling the restaurant. That's what the idea of the draft event is. So you can't call in and you can't Skype in. And we do the old school draft where the picks get written down on this big sheet of paper up on the wall. And it's a snake draft. And no PPR. I hate PPR. This is not 1996. The NFL in 2019 does not need PPR for fantasy football to be balanced. Get rid of PPR in your leagues. I'm serious. You laugh at me. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. No, none of my leagues, personal or podcast, will involve PPR. Why should Christian McCaffrey get a point for catching a ball out of the backfield and gaining no yardage? The answer is he shouldn't. Same applies to a wide receiver. If you're a yardage-based league, use fractions. They get points for how they advance the ball. That's it. Not for catching the frickin' ball. No. So there's all you need to know. Email to get in one of the leagues, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Email me. If you get a response inviting you that night, you are in. Got it? These leagues are close to full. We want to fill a new third league. Once we fill that, I might invite a couple alternates, and that's it. We're done. Sunday, August 25th, email now, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. It's the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. Ty will be waiting on us that night. Hopefully Camila will be waiting on us that night. And it's a good time. Come out and join us. And trust me, the draft will not take 3 hours. My drafts do not. We keep it moving along. Neither should yours. One other thing for this podcast that I haven't covered in previous podcasts, and again, but you know, even Kyler Murray got one drive last night. Suddenly, week one preseason also is relatively meaningless to those of us looking for fantasy information. We're going to have to wait for week two, and then we get a little bit more in week three. On the subject of homers, inevitably in a fantasy league, there's at least one real homer. It's just a matter of time in your draft. Someone makes a pick, and then someone reacts to that pick saying, homer. And often they're right. Most of the time, being a homer and playing fantasy football is a bad idea. And I'm going to tell you why. Most of the time. I got a great example of how it can work, but it's very rare. So, whatever your team is, let me randomly pick a team. Let's say you are a fan of the Indianapolis Colts. And news be damned, your fantasy draft is like this weekend, which is way too early, and you pick Luck, Mac, Funchess, Ebron, and Vinatieri. Okay. What if Luck is NFL's Kevin Durant this year? And he's gone again. And he does have a bad injury history. We all know the Colts are finished. Jacoby Brissett, the Colts are finished. And even if Luck is healthy, going all in on your favorite team, to me, is a bad idea. Because one of the things I enjoy about fantasy football is it gives me a second team to root for every weekend. I have my own favorite NFL team, the Dallas Cowboys. And they put me through hell every year. So there are times I like my fantasy team to bail me out from the emotional, distraught experience that the Cowboys have created for me, which is why I limit myself to a maximum of one Cowboys player on my fantasy team, and I make sure that that Cowboys player is going to be worthwhile to me and the value of wherever I pick him or if I grab him on waivers. And I'll give you an example. For those of you saying, yeah, like you don't want Ezekiel Elliott on your team. Okay, I know that's a whole separate issue right now, but we went down this road 2 years ago. And I here on this podcast was saying to all of you, as far as the 6-game suspension, this suspension will not start in game one. I was giving you my opinion based on the facts I had gathered. I wasn't trying to do breaking news. I was just saying, you'll have Elliott for the first 6 games. I just don't know when and if that suspension will kick in after week 6. I was right. So it scared everybody in fantasy football, including in my, was it the Foundation League that year or the Podcast League? It was the Foundation League, wasn't it? Yes, it was. So in the Foundation League, I drafted that year, it made sense, Shady McCoy with my first round pick. I don't know. I picked to the back end of the first round. Then wrap around, my second pick was Melvin Gordon. Ironic. So I got my two running backs. I'm good now. But then when we wrap back around third round, still nobody had touched Ezekiel Elliott. Well, I've already got my RB1. I've already got my RB2. Even if he misses six games, I already have two starters. I took Elliott in the third round. The value was there because I already had two other starters. That, ironically, was the year after week one I picked up some guy named Alvin Kamara on waivers. So even when Zeke got suspended and it kicked the Cowboys in the ass, it didn't affect me because I had other players to play the position. So that was not a homer pick. And I limited myself to just that member of the Dallas Cowboys. In prior years to that, I'd take Jason Witten back when you had to have a mandatory tight end in your league, which you should not now, as I've been telling you for years. The mandatory tight end should be replaced in your league by the tight end slash wide receiver flex, which still allows the Travis Kelce, George Kittle, OJ Howard, Zach Ertz, Evan Engram type player to be valuable, or you can just not deal with the tight end at all. You can just avoid it all year. No big deal. And that's the way it should be. That's the modern NFL. Tight ends are basically lining up as wide receivers anyway. They really are. At some point, the term tight end will cease to exist in the NFL, much as the term fullback has ceased to exist for the most part in the NFL. All right, so by separating the two, you know, if I had all these Cowboys on my team and the Cowboys go out and stink or stink for the season, then my fantasy team is cooked and my whole year is shot. So that is my advice to you. Separate your loyalties. And it would make you a smarter football fan if you have a fantasy team primarily comprised of players on teams you don't necessarily care about. Now, if there's a team you absolutely hate, I don't have one, the Packers. No, I really don't. I don't have one, the Packers. No, seriously, I don't have a team in the NFL I hate that just for some reason gets in the way of the Cowboys advancing in the playoff, the Packers. I really don't hate them. But if you do have a team like that and you don't even want to root for a player on that team, Aaron Rodgers, then don't take him. It's one of my favorite things Steve Gallo has always said about fantasy football. To break a tie, pick the player you want to root for, or don't pick the player that you want to root against. But homers are going to be homers. They just are. Don't be that. You can be a homer for your favorite team. You can, and if you own it, God bless you. Especially if you're a homer for a lousy, lousy team. Your fantasy team should be something else. It should be comprised of players on the 31 other teams. Limit yourself maybe to one guy on your team, but don't overspend on him. Maybe you grab him on waivers. Maybe you pick him later in the draft. Maybe he's your RB2 if he's actually worthy of it. Don't reach. But let the other homers be homers. For those not listening to this podcast, I don't want you to run out in your league to tell the homer for the Indianapolis Colts, hey, you might not want to pick all these guys because you don't know about Andrew Luck and Jacoby Brissett. You know, isn't exactly Pat Mahomes. Let him overvalue his own team. Because if he overvalues players on his team, it leaves legitimate value players for you to pick in that same round or similar rounds. Homers help you build a better team in the draft. So let them be homers. Instead of saying, homer. When they make the pick, say, thank you. He says, what are you thanking me for? Ah, you'll figure it out. Because if he overvalues a player on his favorite team, he's passing on the player he should pick that's on one of the other 31 teams, leaving that player available for a smart owner like you. Now, there is an example of where a homer can have the greatest year ever. And it happened in our Foundation League 2 years ago, just as one example. He is an assistant golf pro at Countryside Country Club, and we affectionately know him as BD Benny. And no, I'm not going to tell you what BD means, but you can figure it out. So BD Benny is an Eagle fan, and he is shameless about it. So 2 years ago, there he was at our draft, and he was just picking Eagles left and right. Ironically, the only Eagles he didn't pick, I picked. Ertz, and in a two-quarterback league as my backup, knowing he was going to play, I had Nick Foles. So the Eagles win the Super Bowl. You know, Foles had to come on in the playoffs. Fantasy ended around the time Wentz got hurt, just before then, and BD Benny did have Mahomes. So it worked out for him. But he had all these other Eagles other than Ertz and Foles. He won the fantasy title, and his favorite team won the Super Bowl. It can work. You better be damn sure your team is going to win the Super Bowl or be of Super Bowl caliber, where by week 16, you've invested in an offense that has all these different pieces that are putting up big numbers. But I like to separate the two. So when people ask, well, what's your favorite football team? I say the Cowboys and my fantasy team. And it gives me two different things to root for every weekend. Email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com with any of your fantasy questions. I'll be happy to get you ready for your draft, help you out with your leagues. I've had some people reach out and say, hey, trying to convince our commissioner to get rid of the tight end, to modify the kicker scoring, dump PPR. And I follow up. I say, set up a conference call. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him for you. I'll make the case. I respond to every email at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area and you want to be part of our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event at Hooters, where we play leagues all season against each other, and they are free. The draft event is Sunday, August 25th at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com and let me know you want to play. You must be 21 years or older. You may bring a guest. The guest of yours does not play. If your guest wants to play, they have to email me separately. Got it? ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. My thanks to OriginalHooters.com and my thanks to you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.